So I am one of your hosts, and that other guy is one of your other hosts, and we're two ducks in a pond.
Yeah, you're just keeping it going.
Keeping what going?
Your ambiguous intros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Since we uploaded all of the podcasts that we've done thus far confused the audience because, you know, I'm sure there's going to be episodes that we are like, oh, this is episode 12 and it's going to be like episode 30. So totally. Sorry.
Totally. So maybe this episode should be the next episode we release to let everyone know that we're doing this way out of order now.
No. So the next episode we're releasing is going to be episode number 9, which would have been 17 in order. And then this is going to be episode 10, which would have been 18. So,
okay. Okay.
So audience, that's how far away, far ahead we are. And just so you know, we are two beards and some beers. I'm Levi.
And I'm Nick.
Yeah. Hell of an intro. Hell of an intro.
You know, I only bring my best to this podcast. And I just leave everything else behind. That's the trick, honestly.
No, we know. We've noticed.
Mm-hmm. So,
dude, your voice is like incredibly loud, even though I've turned my computer down almost all the way.
Thank you.
Which is really weird. Anyways, what are we drinking?
Today, we are drinking Lagunitas' Super Cluster. Now, I don't know if they have released this before or if it's just brand spanking new, and I'm pretty positive it's brand spanking new, and it's really fucking good.
Yeah, you've had it before. I have not.
Ooh, you are in for a treat, my friend.
The description on their website says, "You are here on a speck of dust, three tiny rocks from the source, at the edge of something much larger, in the middle of something else, at the beginning of the end." It's a lot to wrap your head around, so take it one gulp at a time. Life is uncertain.
Wow. That's like the best fortune cookie I've ever opened.
A citra-hopped mega ale of intergalactic proportions.
That's pretty intense.
That's what they call it. So, there you go, super cluster.
But what is a super cluster? Isn't that to do with like a cluster of stars of some sort?
Yeah, I think so, like a galaxy.
Yeah, is that what they call those?
Isn't a galaxy like a cluster of stars, kind of?
I mean, that checks out for me.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So there's like a good amount of just dead space with nothing out there then?
A good amount, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you got to think of how that allegedly space is infinite. So,
well, kind of.
I said allegedly.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I did not give an absolute answer.
It's a little more complicated than that, but yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I mean, so the universe, as we know it, is like expanding, right?
Well, hold on. What do you mean by expanding? What's expanding?
The universe, like the Big Bang Theory is that everything exploded. So it's like constantly expanding. So, you know, theoretically there's nothing beyond the expansion, but I mean,
that's dealing with particles and organisms and like things like that. But as far as just space, I think that's just there, right?
No, like that's like Earth with the sun is moving. Like the entire universe is like expanding in relation to each other objects, right? Like we're moving closer to some objects and farther away from others because it's, yeah.
Like our galaxy is, you're saying?
Like everything in the universe is moving from an outward central force. And that's why there's the theory of the Big Bang.
Oh, where is this central focal point?
Good question.
Oh, thank you. I ask those sometimes.
I mean, since we're getting really deep, like, the mind-blowing thing to me is because the universe is, like, expanding within space, if you just travel, like, the hard part about traveling through time is not necessarily you moving backwards through time, but you moving backwards through time at to a specific spot on Earth, because if you just moved backwards in time a year from where you are right now, you'd just be in the middle of space, like, because, like, position-wise.
Oh.
Like, how do you move backwards in time to a different position in the universe, because that's where the Earth was?
I see what you're saying. So, like, geographically and according to the universe, yes, the space that I'm occupying.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. That kind of mind-blowing. Yeah, that's above my pay grade for sure.
A little bit.
Oh, this is interesting. So it says, first, it's important to know that the Big Bang wasn't an explosion of matter into empty space. It was the rapid expansion of space itself. This means that every single point in the universe appears to be at the center.
Sure.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that. So, if I could travel the speed of light, I allegedly would get to a point where I could not travel any further.
We just don't know, I don't think.
But that's like a theory that, like, eventually you could run out of space.
Maybe.
If you like traveled fast enough, which would probably have to be faster than light, because if light is traveling a certain speed, the universe is obviously expanding faster than that.
No, I don't think there's anything. I mean, I don't really know, because I'm not an astrophysicist. Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but I imagine that it's pretty hard to find any sort of matter that's going faster than light. Like, the universe, I don't think, is expanding faster than light itself.
But would you argue that it's moving as fast?
I don't know. If I was going to guess, I'd probably say no.
How do you figure? So you're saying, so light is traveling faster than space itself?
Than particles in space, yes.
Well, particles, yeah, but I just mean space. Like, what even is space? It's not even air. What is it? Is it gases?
Nothing. I mean, yeah, there's gases in space and stuff, but when you think of, like, space, there's nothing.
It literally is nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, again, like, for light to travel to certain places for you to be able to see it, that means space would have had to have expanded there. So, in my mind, space expands faster than the speed of light.
So what I'm saying is that, like just because light or any other particle hasn't reached that space doesn't mean that nothingness does not exist yet. I mean,
that's what I'm considering space, though, is nothingness.
But, like, theoretically, space is infinite, theoretically.
Right.
Yeah, maybe, we don't know, because nothing's gotten to something yet.
Yeah.
But, like,
because nothing could travel that fast is what I'm saying, is in my imagination, is that no matter how fast we can't travel fast enough to be able to
beat
the expansion of space in a race.
No, there's no way. Not even close.
Like, no, right. So that's,
like,
what I'm saying.
The amount of years that, like, space has existed, like, alone would just make it.
Right.
Impossible. Implausible.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Right.
But hey, that's for other people to figure out.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Oh, those are words I don't understand. All right. Well, that was something to think about.
Yeah. If you'd like to hear experts talk about space more often, subscribe to our podcast and subscribe to other podcasts that talk more in depth about space, because
they
shouldn't hear from us.
No. We're basically two guys that are just high as shit, just like, bro, space. Am I right?
Yeah, dude, I could go for, like, some Cheetos right now and just talk about space.
Flamin' Hot or regular?
I'm feeling like the puff right now.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a special kind of mood.
Do you like Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Because they're a big thing.
Well, I mean, actually, I love them. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The real question is regular Flamin' Hot or Flamin' Hot with lime.
I'm still gonna go regular Flamin' Hot.
I'm gonna agree with you. I think the lime adds something that doesn't need to be there.
And then there's the like extra, extra, extra hot, like the triple X hot. That one's pretty good.
I like that. The problem, so I've built up a tolerance enough in my life that I can just eat through a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and be totally fine. But those extra, extra hot ones, the second you stop eating,
your mouth engulfs in flames.
Yes, completely turns to molten lava.
I agree.
Insane.
One of the things that Elizabeth and I have done is like put the Flamin' Hot Cheetos through a food processor and combine it with salt and put that on popcorn. That's pretty delicious.
Okay, yeah. I can't believe I've never thought of that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Pretty hard to beat popcorn, butter, salt, and hot Cheetos.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can. There, I feel like I've talked about this before on the podcast specifically, that this bar by my house, they had onion rings that were like breaded and ground up Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking amazing. Whoever thought of that is an absolute genius.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Except I don't like onions, but it's a cool idea.
Maybe chicken instead?
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or like, you know, chicken wing rub with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, that's a fucking good idea.
Bowl of them today. We should sell pre-popped popcorn.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
Can it be done?
You know, I don't know. No one's ever done it before. We would be the first ones.
Good call.
Yeah.
Well, okie doke. Let's do it. Son of a bitch.
That's actually one of our second most popular podcast called Ideas. If you haven't listened to it yet.
I've had a lot of comments on that. People very specifically, like, hysterically laughing about that exact bit.
Yeah, I've had comments on that and then my Vegas trip.
Oh, yeah, that shit was insane. I forget about that sometimes. That shit was insane.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was Hangover 3.0.
Oh, yeah. Or 4.0 or 6.0 or how many ever they've done. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah. Insane.
Speaking of good food combinations, I love... okay, first of all, what do you put on a waffle?
Are we talking Eggo waffles or like a Belgian style, like big fluffy waffle?
I was thinking Eggo waffle, but you can say your preference or both, because I don't like Belgian style waffles too much. They're not crispy enough.
Well, I mean, it's okay to be wrong sometimes.
They're not bad, but they're not like my preference.
I understand. Well, if we're talking Eggo waffles, I just keep it simple with some butter and syrup.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Belgian?
Belgian is where I like to get a little creative here. I don't need butter. I'll just douse that shit with syrup. Preferably some sort of fruit, maybe strawberries or bananas. And it would be a sin if you didn't have whipped cream on top. And I do mean a butt ton of whipped cream.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I love peanut butter and syrup on my waffles, both Belgian and Eggo.
I have been recently introduced to that by Renee, who puts peanut butter on her pancakes, and I thought that was weird as shit.
I do that, yeah.
Yeah, but then I thought about it. Apparently, and I thought about it, I'm like, actually, that does sound pretty fucking good. So I have yet to actually try that, I think. But yeah, I mean, that sounds like a great combination. I don't really know how that could be wrong.
So my recommendation is go to the store, pick up some Eggos, peanut butter and syrup on like a pretty decently crispy Eggo. I don't want them too soft.
Okay.
And eat it with a beer.
What kind of beer?
Like probably similar to this super cluster. That's kind of like, it's hoppy and it's got kind of like a light citrusy taste. It's a good, like, I don't know, wash a bunch of carbs down your throat, but you're still drinking more a beer. Carbs. Yeah.
By the way, what are you thinking of this beer so far?
I like it. Yeah. Like, kind of like I mentioned, it's a light citrus flavor. It's got a good, like, hot profile. Some good carb in there.
Yeah. Yeah. This has become like a beer, a frequently bought beer for myself recently.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I think we've had this discussion, like, it, like when a beer labels itself an ale, it can mean so many different things.
Totally, totally. I got an email from my beverage depot that I go to, and it was like when this was first being released, it was before it was released, they gave like a good description of it, and I was like, well, that sounds like it could be something super delicious. I think it's a double IPA is what it technically is.
Yeah, they call it a mega ale, so I'm assuming it's something like a...
So, I don't know. Just be fucking... Just tell me what it is. It says on the fucking can here, in tiny-ass print, a citra-hopped mega ale, but the fucking, like, huge-ass label just says super cluster ale.
And then I read something else that called it, like, IPA-like or something like that.
Like, yeah, what the fuck? Just say what it is. I feel like the definitions of this shit is too vague, and so it gives people too much wiggle room. And I guess, like, it is a weird thing to be able to quantify, like, you know, where's the line drawn in a pale ale or IPA or double IPA, whatever. But, I don't know. Just be more specific.
So...
Or less specific, whatever works.
They also describe it pale, cold, and then they have a crossed out slightly on their can, alcoholic and bitter.
Yeah.
Slightly alcoholic, but crossed out slightly.
Yeah. I wouldn't agree with that. I wouldn't say this is moderate to heavily alcoholic, like, flavor.
It's, by the way, because I don't think we talked about it, it's 8%.
Yeah, so it's up there in the IPA realm, but...
It's the high end of the IPA realm, right? Like, you're getting into double IPA. And for a mega ale, quote unquote, that makes sense.
Yeah, I had, shit.
I mean, we've had some double IPAs that are 10, 11%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was, I'm trying to find what it was because I don't want to say it wrong, but there was an IPA that I had that was just fucking nuts, dude.
Fucking nuts.
Fucking nuts, bitch. It was just crazy.
I saw a post on Facebook while you're looking that up. Mom said, like, so what if I cuss around my kids? At least I don't say, I don't teach them to say phrases like cool beans. I'm like... You should cuss and teach your kids awesome phrases like cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool
beans. Beans.
It's a great film.
It's a fantastic art of cinematography.
Yep.
So this beer I found, it's Dogfish Head's 120-minute IPA.
Ah, they posted about that on Instagram the other day, by the way. They tied a little bow to it and said, our gift to you.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to grab that again.
Now, I wish they handed it to me, like, went through Instagram, because then I would drink it, but...
So here's... I'll give you a little, like, quick rundown of it. They label it as a triple IPA... But it's very, very fucking sweet. Like, definitely not, like, hop bittery. It just has, like, a little bit of, like, hoppiness to it. But it's mostly, like, super sweet. I thought it was kind of, like, molasses-y. Almost, like, almost like a medicine-like kind of flavor to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's... So that's one problem that I have with a lot of double IPAs is they get very syrupy.
That's what... Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, and that's something we've like talked about.
Super syrupy.
And neither of us really like that a whole lot.
Yeah, so that's kind of... You can have one. Like one.
Yeah, right. And even then, I mean, depending on how much, like that's it. But so, and let me tell you this, after you have one of these, it's you're almost done for the night, dude. It's fucking 18%.
Damn.
Yeah, 18%. It's fucking nuts, man. I don't think I had a double or triple IPA one time, and I can't remember what it was, but it was like 12 or 13%, and I was like, shit, this is heavy. 18%. I don't even think I had eaten anything before I drank this thing. Because I didn't know. I just like got home and I was like, okay, pour a beer, and I'm drinking it. I'm like, holy fuck, man. I mean, it's not one of those beers where like it hides it well. Like, you feel all 18%. It's crazy.
So I'm looking at Dogfish Head 120-minute store. I get my beer. It's $44 for a 4-pack. It's $11 a beer.
I know. Yeah, I only got two of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, I got one for myself and my dad to try just because of, you know, it's something that you don't get all the time, and that's not, they don't always offer. And so I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that, like, because you're describing it as 18%. And I think the last time that I had, like, a very syrupy double IPA that was, like, really high percentage was up in Vancouver for, like, mine or Elizabeth's birthday. We usually go up there and, like, visit our brewery, like, 3 or 4 times while we're staying up there for a weekend.
Totally.
And, or one of our favorite breweries, I should say.
Yeah.
And they had a double IPA that was fairly high alcohol volume, and I just got a growler and drank a growler over a night of something that was like 12% or whatever. And I was like, oh, Elizabeth's birthday's coming up. I should get a few of these. And then $44 for a 4-pack. Yikes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Not that I could probably drink more than 2 of them. Without feeling it.
No, like, no, dude. To my stomach. You wouldn't even get through your second one. You'd finish the first one and you'd be like, oh, fuck. And you'd like open the second one begrudgingly. And then like halfway through, you're like, I don't even think I could. you might not even be able to finish 2. It really is that sweet. But I mean, it's I don't want to say it's bad. Like, I enjoyed it. But there's a lot of different factors in there as to why I enjoyed it, because I normally don't like beers like that sweet. So
yeah, I know what you mean too. It's like the syrupiness of some of these double triple IPAs just gets to you.
Totally.
Like, I don't know what it is. It's just that flavor. It wears you down.
Yeah.
Not that so you this, like, there are a lot of times where I'm not saying like, oh, it's so alcoholic, or like, oh, I'm done drinking beer. It's like, I'll go from a double IPA that's very syrupy to drinking like a lighter IPA or a pale ale.
Totally. Yeah. No, that's
just getting rid of that flavor.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's pretty much all I'm saying. So it's good. And I think it's worth, getting to try it, but it's fuck, man. Yeah. You definitely wouldn't need more than 4. If anything, you could just, like, if you can get them in single bottles, because they didn't even have them in 4-packs at Binny's where I go. They just had, like a fucking barrel sitting in, like, on one of the end caps or something like that, and they just had, like, a shit ton of the bottles, like, chilling on top of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely pick up a couple. If you have to buy a 4-pack, I mean, if that's something you're willing to do, go for it. But otherwise, I would just get a couple bottles if you can.
Yeah, I'll definitely, next time I'm shopping for beer, take a look.
Yeah.
If I remember, because...
Yeah, that's fair.
I go shopping for beer and I end up walking out of Total Wine with, you know, 80 to 150 beers.
Yeah, no.
Then I don't go shopping for like 2 months.
That's fair. I'm one of those people who buys like a six pack or two. I only, you know, fill my gas tank up like three quarters of the way, halfway. I only put $10 on my Starbucks card. I'm one of those people who just does that a shit ton because I feel like I'm spending less money, even though I'm obviously like doing that like multiple times a week then.
So I don't do that for convenience. Although it is a lot more convenient for me to do that because it's out of my way going to Total Wine. But part of it's just like you and I pick out four or five beers that we're going to have on our next podcast. And then, you know, sometimes I'll get singles, but a lot of times getting the six pack is a better deal. So, you know, five beers for the podcast times six, that's 30 beers already.
Yeah.
And then I'll get stuff for like Elizabeth and I, or, you know, stuff to take photos of. It's like, it adds up quickly.
I know. Yeah, I know, man.
And then you do that like a couple times in a row and we're not even through the beers on our podcast, then your fridge is really filling up.
I know. Yeah, I've definitely done that because I'll be like on my way home and I'm like thinking of all the beer I have in my fridge. I'm like, just none of that's just really sounding like it's going to hit the spot. And so I'm like, I'll just stop and see what they got.
Dude, that's what it is. You're like, it's a cold day and you got a bunch of citrus beer in your fridge and you're like,
you
need something a little drier today.
Well, it's the same as food. Like, you know, you're on your way home, you're like, well, we got pizza at the house. We got leftover Chinese. I don't really want any of that. Like, I'll just stop and get some McDonald's or fucking tacos or something. So
a steak.
It's the same thing. Yeah, steak always. So, yeah, I guess if you have steak, you just don't ever need to worry about it. But
did you see my Instagram story yesterday?
Oh, the two hearts.
Yeah.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, for the audience, I bought a whole ribeye that's like a 16.5-pound ribeye, and was cutting up some steaks yesterday, and they shaped nicely into a heart. They really did.
They really did. It really got the message across on how much love there is for meat.
Yep. Dude, I've eaten like three steaks off of that. The ribeye already.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Bomb. I can imagine. I'm jealous.
Well, I mean, come over here and eat some steak, man.
You're that welcome sounds fucking
anytime.
Good. That sounds good to me. I would like to do that. On a completely separate note, come visit me.
Yeah, that was totally separate.
Yeah.
Except the weather is shitty right now, right?
Yeah. Come in the spring. Come late spring.
Yeah. Like May?
Yeah, like mid-May.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Cool. But speaking of meat, I think I was talking with Renee about like Finding Dory or something like that. And it got me thinking like, are there some fish that are smarter than other fish?
Yes.
But they're fucking like fish. They all seem dumb as shit. Like they all just like you put a hook in the water and they're like, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? And then they get hooked and they die.
Have you met a dolphin?
No. And thank you for rubbing that in.
So dolphins don't even like fall for fishing bait.
I'd like to make it known that you're aware that dolphins aren't fish, though, right?
I mean, they're in the water.
Yes.
But yes.
Point taken. Moving on.
Yes, I realize that, but I'm like the dolphin example is good, right? Like, kind of.
They're mammals, but they have a definitely larger brain capacity. But anyways, yeah, for sure. They don't even fall for bait at all.
Yeah. Like they don't even bite it. Like you can put a tuna, like a dead tuna on a hook or whatever, that you just caught and they won't even like bite at it or anything. They recognize it as bait.
Yeah, they're like, bitch, I see that hook. You ain't fooling no one.
It's kind of crazy though, right? Like
yeah, like they're that smart to realize that?
Yeah.
And, like, it can't be, it's obviously not out of personal experience because once they get caught, they're fucked. So it literally is like a learned behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, well, because I mean, I don't know how many people would like keep a dolphin, right? I mean, I'm sure there are.
Well,
people that I would, mean, but like,
I don't. Generally, I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't keep a dolphin. I think that's like incredibly cruel.
Depends on how big of a fish tank I had.
I actually don't think that's incredibly cruel. Kill all the animals. I don't care.
But also, they're cool.
No, I love animals.
Yeah.
And I have a deep respect for animals, even though I eat a lot of them.
Well.
Respectfully.
With gate. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to
try again. Spider-Man.
Yeah. With great responsibility comes great respect. Or something like that. That's
the perfect quote.
Yeah.
Dude, who do you think is the best Spider-Man? And you can't say Andrew Garfield because you'd be wrong.
Yeah, no, I hated him.
It's hard, right? Like,
so can I say the animated Amazing Spider-Man? Is that an option?
You can, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. No, so that's like my that's my connotation of like the epitome of Spider-Man for me is the animated version of the Amazing Spider-Man. I just bit my tongue. That hurt a lot.
Nicholas Hammond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did a fantastic job at voicing him.
I think so.
He had the perfect amount of
maybe not
nerdiness.
Wait, is that the old like the old one?
You son of a bitch! I'll find it.
I don't know.
But he had the perfect amount of nerdiness, and then also, like, especially when he's in costume, like talking to villains, it just kind of has like some of this like swaz where he's just all, you know, super
what is chill swaz? And has. I don't know what swaz is.
No, you know. You know, but like just the way that he interacts with them, like he just has this persona where he's like, I'm hot shit. And
so 2012 Amazing Spider-Man is Max Charles.
No, because that doesn't look animated to me. If that's the one you're thinking of.
I don't know. I'm not.
A lot of video games here. That's not what I'm looking for. It's definitely not 2012.
Wait, Drake Bell was Spider-Man?
No, he was not.
It says Drake Bell, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay, here we go. This is what I'm thinking of.
Dude, I would have loved to see a Drake Bell Spider-Man. Yeah. Drake Bell, Spider-Man. Bam.
Okay, so this animated Spider-Man TV series started in 1994. I'm trying to see who actually played the actor. Whoa, what the fuck? So confused now. Okay, here we go. Christopher Daniel Barnes. I'm very unfamiliar with who this human is.
Yeah, same. In 2009, he earned his master's and enjoys reading, writing short stories, and playing guitar and practicing yoga. So now you know who Christopher Barnes is.
Okay. Also, he was Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid, and he did an on-screen portrayal of Greg Brady in the Brady Bunch movie. Just throwing that out there.
I've never watched The Brady Bunch.
You know what? You probably would have a terrible time, so don't do it.
Right?
Yeah. When I was 5 years old and sick at home, it was a great show to watch, and it was very entertaining. But outside of that...
Now that it's 2018, almost 2019, you're like, And you're, yeah. I mean, you're not quite as cynical as I am, but like if you were as cynical as I am.
Yeah, I'd have a terrible time.
Yeah.
Hate it.
We're, I don't know if we've talked about this, but Elizabeth and I are watching Smallville. I'm rewatching Smallville for like the third time, third or fourth time. She's watching Smallville for the first time.
Yeah.
I just picked the show apart, dude. It doesn't make any sense. None of it.
Yeah, I know. I do that too. I can't, like, no matter what we're watching, like if it's something that I'm not super into, I cannot help but just pick the shit out of it.
Dude, I just think we were dumb in like 2008. Like there's so many times where,
yeah,
you know, Chloe in Smallville, for those who don't know, is like the nerd sidekick of Superman. And, you know, she's like, oh, let me just track this cell phone and this the current location of this call. And it's like, yeah, technology doesn't work that way. B, you're a fucking high schooler. You're in your junior year of high school. You can't track a location of a cell phone. Like, no. Can't hack some FBI database for this license plate. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, especially at the time period that was filmed as well.
Yeah, I'm just like...
No.
No. No. I mean, maybe, like, if only hacking was that easy, right? Like, you could just type into Google, hack this. Enter.
Getting through the mainframe. Here's your information. What?
That's what you're typing, right? You're typing getting through the mainframe and it's working.
Yeah, and then like you're telling the people behind you, don't worry, guys, I'm getting through the mainframe right now. Son of a bitch. Yeah, man. We just watched, I don't know if you've ever seen anything for the movie Nerve.
Is that the one with the chick from Nickelodeon? And and James Franco's little brother, Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it.
I did too. But for whatever reason, I just like shit on it the whole time. But I enjoyed it.
It's really not a great movie.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, I really enjoyed it.
But exactly. It's like, this is the problem. Like, Elizabeth, I know, I kept like changing sentences mid-sentence. I think this is one of the problems with like reviews of movies currently is we've moved on from like movies are enjoyable to like this expectation that movies are supposed to change our life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been reading, have you seen the Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
No, I have not yet.
You definitely should.
Want to. Yeah.
But so I won't give anything away or whatever, but like it was a very enjoyable movie. Love Queen, all that stuff. And
yeah.
A lot of the like Rotten Tomato reviews from critics are like, oh my God, this movie sucks. Like, how could they downplay Freddie Mercury's sexuality and stuff? Like, because they're trying to be all like social justice warrior or whatever. I'm like, I didn't go to see Bohemian Rhapsody to watch like a gay porno or an orgy. I went to experience Queen and that whole thing in the era and the implied like sexuality of his life. Like,
right.
The producer or director or whatever did like enough effort to imply a lot of that stuff without like showing that. And I'm like, that's not downplay. That's like an implication for the audience to like understand, but like that's not why we're here. Like he was right. So much more than that stuff.
Like right, like the focus of the movie wasn't like his, you know, battle with sexual tension of that era. That like wasn't the focus of the movie.
Yeah, or even
like it was there, you know, and I'm sure it was like mentioned and like you kind of like saw some things happen because of it, but like you said, they're not going to like shove it down your throat because that's not like the point of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, even the title, right, is Bohemian Rhapsody. It's about Queen. And,
right,
and like,
yeah.
Obviously,
it would have been called like Mercury if it was about him specifically in his life.
Exactly. And I think like that's like that was for me, like reading those reviews was very reflective on like how we view movies today. It's like we expect them to be like these culture changing, life changing movies. And it's like, no, there's some movies that I enjoy.
Yeah, there's like nothing to it. It's just like, I enjoyed watching that movie.
And Nerve to me was a good example because it was just like, I mean, I'm describing it as fun. It's not really fun. It's like a thriller, but like a suspense thriller.
Yeah.
But it was just like I was like, I like the concept. It was cool. Like the graphic scenes and how it all plays out. It's cool. Enjoyed it.
Totally.
Like, you know where it's all going, but like,
totally, yeah.
It's just fun. You're along for the ride.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I felt the exact same way. It was very, very good plot. I mean, very relevant to today. And I enjoyed watching it. There were, for whatever reason, I don't want to say it bothered me, but it always like caught my attention. Anytime, for the most part, the movie had like great camera work and I loved the different like point of views and whatnot that they chose. There was a lot of like, you know, cameras from the point of view of like inside a phone or a computer. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, you know, first person and then whatnot. But a lot of the first person shots, like the camera was like overly shaky. And I'm like, and I'm trying to like imagine what this person looks like. Like if I'm watching this person from the first person like, camera point of view, like if I'm looking at that person, like their head has just got to be like a bobblehead.
They're having a seizure.
No one shakes that like, much when they're just walking. This person needs
medical assistance. They don't need to be filming this movie.
Yeah. I get it. You know, you're trying to get the whole like, oh, this is first person. This is their point of view. But like no one is like a bobblehead as they walk. Their heads stay pretty straight. I don't know. It caught my attention like every time and it kind of made me laugh, but it wasn't like distracting to like from the movie by any means, but it just made me laugh every time it happened.
So when you make comments about that stuff to Renee, do you like pause the movie and make a comment or do you like make a comment, just like throw it out there?
I usually just make a real quick comment.
Okay.
It's nothing that I'm like going to like talk about as we're watching the movie. It's just like a, oh my gosh. And then that's it.
Got it.
It'll be like, so we're watching and I'll just be like, the camera.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. Except there are times where I comment on something that's like a little more meta. And then Elizabeth's like, what? And then I have to pause the movie and explain it for like 18 minutes about my point of view on it.
Yeah. And if that's the case, then I definitely pause it because that's one thing. I don't know. For whatever reason, Renee laughs at me about that, that if I'm ever watching something, I'm very focused on whatever that is. It doesn't matter if I've seen it 100 times or, you know, if I've never seen it. If I put something on to watch, I'm watching it. I'm not one of those people who like put something on and then I'll like, you know, be on my phone a little bit and then I'll like look over and talk to you for a second. Like, then why the fuck do we have this movie on if we're not going to watch it, in my opinion?
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people, like, and I think we're probably the same way, that, you know, we'll be like 3 seasons into something and I'll be like, oh, you remember season 2, episode 4 when this happened?
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense why we're here right now.
Yep, completely.
And Elizabeth's like, what do you mean?
Like what? Like,
okay, oh, now I gotta stop it. Let's go back to season 2. Let's watch this.
Oh my
part
god!
Of the
no,
scene.
No! I'm not that intense. I'll pause it and give like a brief description. I'm like, I'm not fucking going back in time just because you don't remember this shit. Like, I'll kind of catch you up real quick with a quick synopsis. But
it depends on how big of a deal it is, dude.
Sometimes you gotta
it annoys the philosophy, me, dude.
No, I get it, and it annoys me too, but I don't care enough. I'm like, I'm not going to like put my experience on pause just because you don't get it.
That makes sense, but...
But no, I definitely get where you're coming from.
Sometimes life-changing, man. Sometimes you're like...
Totally. And I get super worked up and excited about that kind of stuff. And so if someone else isn't as excited as I am about that, it's like, it like gets me down. I'm like, oh, well, I thought it was cool.
Oh, it's a, like, there's a meme about that, right? Like when you show like your friend, like the like your favorite movie or whatever, and then you look over them during your favorite parts and they're just on their phone. You're like, so sad.
Yeah dude.
Now I'm spiraling into depression.
Yep, I can totally relate to that. It bothers me so much. Like, and especially for, you know, the more, like, I don't know. I just think of it as, like, someone created this piece of film not just so you could get the synopsis of it. Like, they created every second of the movie because they want you to watch and pay attention to every second. So for the most part, in most movies, like, there are a lot of, like, different clues or, like, super artsy, like, themes or, you know, camera angles that they do for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it, like, I love to pay attention to that kind of stuff because I notice it and I respect it. I'm like, oh, that was so cool the way they shot this from this angle or the way that they did this. And Renee just, like, doesn't give a shit for the most part about that kind of stuff. And I'm like, God damn it. But yeah, one movie that always comes to mind that I love that people just shit on is, and I think this is another thing we've talked about in the podcast too, where, is Gravity.
I still haven't watched it, dude. I gotta watch it. I should watch that this weekend.
Yeah. Cause it's one of those movies where you need to listen to, or you need to watch with like a real good screen and like great, like, speakers or some sort of, you know, headphones or something, because it is such an artsy movie. Like, it's not like a movie that you're just like, oh man, there's like a really good story. No, people get lost in space and then the movie ends, whatever. Like, it's like nothing that like a 3-year-old couldn't come up with, but the way that the movie is shot is just done so well.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we talked about this as well, about Gravity, but I just,
Jamie Foxx's thing.
I don't think I can unsee it.
No, I know you won't, and you're gonna see the exact, like, probably 2 to 3 scenes that he's talking about, and you're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh, but again, I think that's a movie that you would like, so I think you can push through it. But well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely like 3 scenes where you're gonna laugh because that's all you're gonna think of.
If people can't tell, even though I'm not like super smart about space, I am interested in space, so
yeah. It's good. I enjoyed it.
I should definitely watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, and I'll try my best not to just die from laughter.
Oh, no. Gravity. Oh, my God.
Gravity. Oh. Where's George Clooney?
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite part. Where's George Clooney?
Yeah. Good shit. Yeah. Again, you're going to laugh for sure, but I think you'll like it. That's good.
So before we get to rating this beer, I found out something, this week about you.
Oh,
that I have to address.
I already deny all of it.
So to quote Nick in December 11th, 2011, so almost 7 years ago, he said, if you say Lego as in L-E-G-G-O, and then so if you say Lego as in the phrase meaning let's go, you are unintelligent. Nick.
Yep. Yep.
2011.
Yep.
I feel like I've probably said Lego to you a lot, even regarding this podcast.
Let's dissect that though. Are you saying it because you just say that? Or are you saying it because it's funny, because it's a goofy, stupid way to say it?
I'm saying it.
I think you're thinking too much about this already.
Well, no, you're already thinking too much about it.
Like, I'm thinking nothing about this.
You said it's unintelligent. I said I've probably said it before. So, I mean, just saying, like.
No, it's very much like. There's no
reasoning behind me saying it. It's just me saying it.
No, that's not true. That's what I'm saying. That you're not saying it just because you're just saying it. Like, I'm trying to think. So like for that short while when all of us would like say YOLO, but like in legitimate.
I mean, it's you know, true. You do only live once.
You do only live once, and that is a fact. But it was out of more irony, and we were like more or less being funny anytime we would say that.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm funny, you know, saying that the sweats that I'm wearing right now are olive colored.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I'm just like that, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, why is saying YOLO funny?
I don't know.
Exactly. It just depends on the context.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So, but that's like Lego. But there are people who, especially at the time when people first started saying that, they just thought it was so cool. And they
think it's cool.
Like, I fucking hate you. and they like legitimately said it because like they meant it, and it just annoyed the shit out of me. Like, why? What was wrong with let's go? What's wrong with that phrase?
It's just very hard to say.
Is it though? Is it?
I mean, like drink a couple 120 minute Dogfish Head IPAs and try to say let's go. To bring it full circle.
Let's go. I think it's going to be a mixture of the two. Just, hey, kind of, let's go. Okay?
Yeah, that's what Lego is. Just, it's easier to say, man.
You know what? If you wanna say it because you're drunk, then I'll allow it. But
all right.
But now you're gonna say it all the time. So now it doesn't even fucking matter what I'm saying.
Out of my way to say Lego.
Yeah, Lego, do this podcast.
Let's get on to writing this beer.
All right. Well, yeah, you went through that first one kind of quick.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that it was open before we even started the podcast.
Okay, so the second before we hit record, I chugged half a beer that I was working on before we started the podcast.
Yeah, Nick started late, probably because of that beer, so.
Right, yeah.
Well, while you're pouring it.
Uh-huh.
And for the audience, hopefully Nick and I, or just me, or me and other people, will begin live streaming somewhere. So keep a lookout on social medias for that info. Yeah, the info of that, because I don't know where we're going to live stream. We're quite sure what we're going to do, whether it's just a podcast or like rando shit. Or like video games, or I don't know.
Yeah, but it's something that we definitely want to do. Like, it's
Just want to hang out and like drink beer with other people, which is kind of like the biggest reason. It's like, oh, let's all like our goal is to like start creating kind of a community. I mean, we already kind of have a community, like our friends and stuff that talk about the podcast. But yeah,
there's been. I mean, again, I expected like. Zero people to listen to this. I expected like, you know, some people to like listen to like one or two episodes, like, oh hey, I'm your friend, like I listened to it, good job, and then like never hear about it again. But I found that there are people that are actively listening, and that's kind of cool. And so if to be able to interact with people as we're doing this, I think is a cool thing that we'd both like to do. So
yep,
yeah.
Interact and entertain.
Yep, that's all we're here for.
Right. Anyways, what do you think about the look of this beer?
Well, this bitch is clear as a mofo. I could see my reflection in her.
I
don't know why I said that.
Yeah, you can't see your reflection in her. But I do got like, I can't tell if there's like stuff in there.
I don't think so. I think that's just your bubbles.
Could be. I think
it's just a normal beer, like.
Yeah. No, you're right. Beer, man. You're right.
Yeah.
And it's my fingerprints on the opposite side of the glass.
Yeah.
Against this light.
But it's very like yellowy, like goldish kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decently like white head that kind of, you know. I don't know, it doesn't really stick around as long as some other beers have, but, I mean, it's there. You can swirl it back around.
Yeah, it dissipates quickly, but definitely there.
How's it smell? I don't know how
that smell got erased. Rip.
Yeah.
R.I.P. smell.
But how's a beast smell?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely, like, it's not like a strong, like, citrus smell, but it's like you can definitely smell the citra hops in there. I really don't know what to like say other than that. It's like citra hops, basically.
Yeah. I would say I would agree with that, and maybe like a. It's probably honestly just from this like. Whatever hops they use, it definitely smells pretty citrusy, but it also has like this sweetness to it. You know what I mean? Like that yeah. Isn't from the citra. Taste. Now this, I feel like there's two layers to this. So let me know if you feel the same way. You could just like, you know, drink this and be like, oh, yep, this is like totally what I taste, you know, up front. But then like if you really kind of like give it a swirl, give it like a light, you know, quick taste, and then just really let it like, you know, hit all aspects of your tongue. Like it really is quite layered if like you really want to sit here and dive into it. You know what I mean?
No, 100%. Like,
like there's just more going on than it seems.
Yeah, when you first taste it, like take a drink of it, immediately you kind of get that, you know, sweet citrus on the front of your tongue. But on the back of your tongue, you get a really nice kind of bitter flavor that like it's not an aftertaste. It's like immediately on your tongue. It's just on the back side of your tongue and it's not like as predominant. And it's but it like creates a really nice blend. I like it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. It does a real good job of having this sweet, citrusy juiciness to it. But I think it's that bitter back end that almost creates this like hoppy dryness to it.
Yeah.
That it's such a good balance of like, you know, juicy but dry, and it just you just want more.
I think that's what makes it a really good beer to me. Why I like it a lot is because it's just not overwhelming one way or the other.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, as much as I love hops, perfect word. Yeah. For once, I think I abuse that word.
You do. You say everything.
I know.
Balanced.
So thank you for correcting me, because you know what I actually mean.
Yeah.
Whenever we're tasting beer, you know what I mean when I say balanced, and so thank you for actually articulating what I can't. But this one actually is.
This one is very balanced. I'll give this one to you.
It is, and because as much as I love like that hop, like a hop flavor, a good bitterness to a beer, there's one that always sticks out to me. It's Alpine's Hoppy Birthday. That fucking shit, although I did enjoy it, it is too hoppy. It really is. It's just unnecessary. It's crazy. Again, good beer, but it is a lot. How do you think this feels? How's it feel?
Yeah, this is where it kind of loses points to me. I think it's deceptively clean on your first probably half beer. As you drink it, it kind of does create that syrupy feeling because of the citra.
Yeah. No, I totally get what you mean. After a while, it kind of starts to leave a little bit of like a stickiness in your mouth. Which again, it's like a sweetness that just
it lingers.
It feels like we're advertising for this beer, which I guess we kind of are, but it literally leaves you like wanting more.
Yeah, kind of leaves you thirsty.
It does, right, yeah.
And we wait as Nick types out all these words because he can't type and talk at the same time.
I can't. I'm doing so many things. I'm drinking a beer. I'm thinking. I'm typing. I'm talking. And all of them are different words. It's hard.
I thought we talked about this, Nick. No radio silence on the podcast. Jeez.
I enjoy it. I think it gives people a chance to just drink their beer and enjoy it. Okay?
I agree.
Maybe come up with some articulation of the beer for their own.
I do really hope, like, people download our episode, look at the description, and be like, oh, they're drinking Super Cluster. I'm going to go pick that up.
I have one person specifically that I know wants to do that. So
I've had a couple people tell me they want to do it. I have yet to hear someone that's, like, done that. So if you are listening to this and you have done that, let us know. Like, I would really like to hear your experience, and if you agreed with us or you didn't. Send us an email or Instagram us or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I'll shout him out. Matt, my climbing buddy, he's definitely expressed interest in like wanting to know what beer we're drinking ahead of time. So, because it'd be cool to purchase ahead of time and drink with us.
I'm putting them in the descriptions now so you can find it.
So, Matt, if you're listening, I hope you're drinking this beer with us, and let us know. Let me know, whatever you want to do.
Okay, let's rate it.
Yeah,
I'll let you go first. Unless you need me to.
No, I can. I got this. It's hard because I like this beer a lot, but I don't want to be like too generous with the rating. You know what I mean?
3.5, good.
Is that seriously what you're gonna say?
Yep, that's me.
Okay. All right. Well, just fucking spit it out. I don't care. I am going to go with a 3.75 grade. Like I said before, this has been a beer that I've been picking up relatively often recently because for whatever reason, probably all the reasons which we just described, I just really like this beer. It's not like the best beer I've ever had, but it's really balanced and it hits like every part that I want it to in a beer. So,
yeah, I think I would agree with you, except now that I'm like over halfway to the second beer and it's getting increasingly sticky.
Totally. Totally.
And like if we had ended on the first beer, I would probably have been right there with you, 3.75, maybe a little bit more. But that's one of the like the goods and downsides about drinking two beers on this podcast.
Totally. Well, let me argue this with you too. I think you might even have a different experience if have you eaten dinner yet or no?
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, I guess it's only like 4 o'clock. Almost 5 o'clock your time. I think it takes on different forms in that regard. Like if you're drinking, you're like eating while you're drinking this, I think it definitely a lot of that like sweetness and stickiness goes away.
Oh yeah, because you got food in your mouth, all that good stuff. Yeah,
totally.
If we had some hot Cheetos right now,
yeah, exactly. Or for whatever reason, if I like don't eat anything and then I like go to a bar with my friends, I just, for whatever reason, I start to feel it a lot more. So I feel like if you're at a point where you're feeling the beer quite a bit, then you don't notice that sweetness and stickiness as much too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of combinations of factors, right? Like we've been sitting here for 40 minutes before I drank this beer, so it's obviously like warmed up a little bit, and yeah, I'm not eating anything, so that like definitely there's a bunch of factors.
Dude, you gotta do what I do. You gotta get like a fucking, I just like wrap a fucking ice thing around it in a bowl and it stays cold.
Yeah, or you know, koozie, bomber it up.
Sure.
We've got a bomber company messaging us, telling us to buy some of their bombers, so.
Yeah, I never know what to think of that kind of stuff. I'm like, is this just spam AF, or are you actually offering me some shit?
Yeah, I never know either. Like, that's one of the reasons why I hate being sold on social media.
Totally.
You're like, is this, like, a good product? Because I might be interested, but right. It might also be shit. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Anyways, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, audience, remember, look at the description of the episodes you download. You don't have to listen to it right away. You can just click the download button. Read the description. Buy the beer. Drink the beer while you're listening to us at home. You know, drink the beer on your way to work while you're listening to the podcast.
Perfect.
We do not advocate for that, but you know, if you did it, then. Cool. And let us know your experience, and look out for some info regarding live streams. If you like watching video games, there might be some of that. If you don't like watching video games, ignore the video game content. There might
be some of that, yeah.
And then hopefully Nick and I can get some live streams going soon. Not sure if we're going to do that outside of the podcast or not. Like, we might do, like, you know, set up some like live stream episodes or non episodes, so we can like, hey everyone, get this beer,
totally,
and let's hang out and drink it.
Totally, not sure. Yeah, either way, if that's something you're interested in, or even if that's something you've just been thinking about, or even if you just thought about it right now, buying the beer that we're talking about beforehand so you can drink it with us would be cool, especially for instances like we're talking about, like that we're thinking about doing some live streams. So
even if you're like, you love the beer or hate the beer, and you're like, fuck you, you're wrong,
yeah,
but let us know.
Cool. Yeah, let us know,
and then tell you how wrong you are.
Yeah. Send us a DM, comment on one of our pictures on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or wherever. As we say all the time, honestly, we pretty much primarily just check the Instagram.
I actually made a post on Tweeter today.
Tweeter? Yeah.
Because you never notified our Tweeter audience that we actually released the podcast. Nick did a couple tweets of saying, we're releasing soon. Didn't
follow up on it. Hey, man, at least let them know it was coming.
So basically, even though Nick's supposed to be managing the Twitter, because I don't know how to tweet.
Let's be honest. We have it just to say we have
that's
it.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think there's anyone that follows us on Twitter that isn't actually getting their information from somewhere else.
Like 99.9% probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to say that that might not change in the future, but again, that's why we have it. But as of right now, I just in general, even in like my personal life, I just don't use Twitter. So sorry, I suck.
Come on, man.
I know.
Anyways, once again, this has been Two Beards and Some Beers. I'm one of the hosts, Levi.
And I am the other host,
Nick. Later.
Bye.